The New England Coalition wants the Vermont Supreme Court to enforce a 2002 Public Service Board order that requires the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant to obtain a new Certificate of Public Good or state utility license to operate beyond the end of March 2012. The plant continues to operate under the terms of its original certificate while a petition is pending with the Public Service Board. Judge J. Garvin Murtha's decision will allow the New England Coalition to go before the Vermont Supreme Court requesting enforcement action. Coalition attorney Jared Margolis.
It allows the state to move forward with the enforcement of an order that the board has already found Entergy to be in violation of. So we're interested in having that order enforced by the Supreme Court, and now that can take place. But just as importantly, it shows that the court is not going to just let Entergy push the state around by being able to go to federal court whenever they want and seek an injunction when the state does try to take action to enforce its orders.
New England Coalition staff technical advisor Ray Shattis says the ruling is a strong legal rebuff against Entergy.
We are seeking to enforce the terms of an order permitting Entergy to buy Vermont Yankee back in 2002. And that order simply says that absent a valid renewed or new CPG, you cannot run the plant beyond March 2012.
Entergy Vermont Yankee spokesman Rob Williams notes that the original injunction is in effect allowing continued operation.
And as Judge Murtha had stressed, the Vermont Attorney General had represented that the Vermont Yankee plant can continue to run while we seek a new certificate of public good. And so the plant remains in service.
Vermont Law School professor Patrick Parento says Judge Murtha's order in the New England Coalition case is intriguing, but of greater interest and intertwined with it are upcoming legal proceedings. On Monday, the Second Circuit Court of Appeals will hear arguments by the state of Vermont regarding another Murtha ruling in January of 2012.
It's the crucial federal case, and it's crucial to the validity of the state statutes, which had the effect of prohibiting the Public Service Board from issuing a new certificate. But Judge Murtha's decision saying that the state legislature had overstepped its bounds also said that the Public Service Board still has jurisdiction over the plant, and the only thing Murtha said is that the Public Service Board must observe the requirements of federal law, which says that they cannot regulate any of the radiological aspects of the plant. So I think the Public Service Board proceeding is really the more critical proceeding, because whatever the federal court does will not decide ultimately whether the plant can continue to operate.
The New England Coalition is scheduled to appear before the Vermont Supreme Court on January 16th. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.